The next pillar we are going to look at is Saum. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, and for Muslims the most important. They believe it was during Ramadan that the Quran started to be revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. Many Muslims will recite the whole of the Quran in daily sections over the 30 days of Ramadan. The daily readings from the Quran help Muslims to remember its teachings and its importance in their life. During the month of Ramadan, Muslims focus on fasting, saum, charity, and pleasing God. Ramadan is known as the month of fasting because Muslims fast during daylight hours for the whole month, going without food and drink. They get up every day before sunrise in order to eat and drink enough to keep them going until sunset. Then the fast is broken and Muslims are allowed to eat until sunrise the next day. The evening meal is often shared with family and friends, then followed by extra prayers and readings from the Quran. The command to fast can be found in the Quran, and it has been obligatory for Muslims to fast during Ramadan since the 7th century. For Muslims, fasting is not just to do with food and drink. Smoking and sex are also forbidden during daylight hours. Muslims who live in non-Muslim countries may find this difficult, since there can be more temptation to break the fast. For example, in the UK, it can be very difficult for those in school to resist temptation or participate in PE lessons without being able to drink to rehydrate themselves. Many schools at break and lunchtime provide special rooms during Ramadan where Muslim students can go so they may avoid the temptation to eat or drink. There are some exceptions to those who have to fast. Not all Muslims have to fast during Ramadan, although they are excused from fasting. If they are excused from fasting, they are supposed to make it up for later if they can. For example, some make it up in December when the days are shorter. People can be excused for health reasons. For example, pregnant women, mothers nursing babies, children, those who are ill or do not have to fast, women who are on their menstrual cycle, and some children fast for a shorter length of time to help train themselves. One of the positive elements of feeling hungry during the day is it serves a reminder that the poor feel that way all the time if they cannot afford to eat properly. This greater awareness inspires many Muslims to find ways to help the poor. The Night of Power is an important festival that marks the beginning of God's revelation to Muhammad. The exact date this happened is not agreed on, but it is believed to be one of the odd-numbered dates in the second half of Ramadan. The first verses of the Quran that were revealed to Muhammad on the night describe how the angel Jibril instructed him to start reading. "Read in the name of your Lord, who created man from a clinging form. Read, your Lord is the most bountiful one, who taught by means of the pen, who taught man what he did not know." The night's importance is also explained in the Quran. "What will explain to you what the night of glory is? The night of glory is better than 1,000 months. It also says in the Quran, "It was in the month of Ramadan that the Quran was revealed as a guidance for mankind. So any one of you who is present that month should fast. And anyone who is ill or on a journey should make up for the lost days by fasting and other days later." So Saum is very important for Muslims because it allows them to reflect on the sacrifices they make for others, for the poor, and how Muslims can greatly help the poor. It also allows them to observe and remember the Night of Power, because this gives Muslims the benefits of worshipping for 1,000 months. Because of this, Muslims try to keep awake throughout the night on each of the possible dates, devoting themselves to prayer and studying the Quran to reflect on the Night of Power.